Nicky Mills has one mission: to give you that Friday feeling. In order to do this, this is Friday's film feature.
2015's first Friday film feature, which actually technically is a carryover from a couple of weeks ago. I was meant to do this review. I'm going to be reviewing The Holiday. I was meant to do it 2 weeks ago, just before Christmas, but I was ill and didn't get a chance to do my show, so I'm doing it for you tonight instead. Okay, so the main actors, I'm very excited because it's a very good cast. You've got Cameron Diaz as main protagonist Amanda. You've got Kate Winslet as Iris, Jude Lord as Graham, and Jack Black as Miles. So a nice little casting there. It was written and directed by a lady called Nancy Myers, also known for writing films such as 2009 It's Complicated, and also the screenplay for The Parent Trap starring Lindsay Lohan, which was actually on the TV the other day as well. I watched that. It's quite a good film as well. The certificate for The Holiday is a 12A, and the plot is that two females need to escape from their stressful and heartbreaking lives, so they decide to swap houses and countries over the Christmas period. Even though they want to get away from the men, they both end up meeting someone who puts a smile back on their face. So as I say, it was on over Christmas. It is a kind of a Christmassy film. It's quite well known. And although it's got nothing to do with Christmas itself, it happens over the Christmas period. So that's what makes it a Christmas film. There was lots of snow and Christmas decoration. So that makes you in this Christmassy mood, doesn't it? I would say, however, it was a typical rom-com and followed the Hollywood formula. It's very predictable, even by the posters and the front cover of the DVD, that the two couples will end up with each other. During the film, though, there are times where you think, oh, this film might actually end differently, but it doesn't. They do end up together. Sorry to ruin it for you if you haven't seen it, but it's obvious that it's going to be a happy ending. Or so it seems. I was thinking the film ends on a happy note, but if you've seen it, if you really think about it, they haven't sorted out the fact that both couples have one half living in England and one half living in America, so that'd be a very long distance relationship. Maybe they should do The Holiday too. Well, the message of this film is that change makes life better. If you take yourself away from the situation and the people that are bringing you down, then your life will start to improve. Once you start concentrating on the people that bring positive impacts into your life, the feelings and bondage for the negative people you've been hanging on to will break. And if anyone hasn't got their New Year's resolution yet, do that. Break off negative people. It was nice to see a contrast, to see what Christmas is like in America compared to England. As I said, in the English scenes, it was very cold and snowy, and Amanda stayed in a little cottage with a wood fire. Whereas in America, it was still really hot and sunny, and Iris stayed in a mansion with a swimming pool. So I like the contrast in that. And the characters themselves were quite opposite as well. So Iris is quite reserved and sensible, whereas Amanda is quite frantic and outgoing. There were a few swear words throughout the film, which I'm not a massive fan of, and they wasn't really needed and didn't really enhance the film or comedy in any way, so I guess that's why the film is a 12A. And as I mentioned, the film had four major actors as the main characters, so it was enjoyable to watch for that reason, as they have all got a high standard of acting, so it made the film a very high standard. And in one scene, this made them very professional. In one scene, I think Jack Black accidentally brushed past Kate Winslet's chest by accident. But they kept it in the film, and I kind of felt that funny. Because I'm a media studies student, or was, I've just graduated. So I know how to analyse film, and I can tell that Jack Black kind of came out of character a little bit there. Also knowing how Jack Black is in other films as well. But I think that was quite well done, how they were still professional, and he still looked like he was in character of his other character as well, if that made any sense. So overall, I would give this film an 8 out of 10. It did give me a sense of different emotions. I did well up a little bit towards the end. There was a scene that was quite sad, so I get emotional at films. So it made me feel a little bit teary, but it was funny as well. And even though it's a typical Hollywood, the storyline was good, and I liked the contrast of cultures as well.